I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The deadly plight of Christians in countries like Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and Nigeria are tragedies that are nearly unspoken. In places like these, Christians may not even be able to read their Bibles without marking themselves for death. Wycliffe Associates has a solution. President Bruce Smith explains.
Operation Timothy is our strategy for web-based publishing, digital publishing of scriptures for the coming years. Basically, putting scripture online makes it accessible for free, 24 hours a day, and worldwide. And so that's the kind of accessibility I think that technology creates.
Prayer first, then funds. We have ways you can come alongside at our website. Next, it's amazing what kids can do. In the United States, one little girl wrote a book to help the people of Haiti. 7-year-old Mackenzie Howell was so moved by the work of the Baptist Global Response that she wanted to join in. She sold at least 400 copies of her book so far. The proceeds, over $2,000, will support BGR's follow-up work from the 2010 earthquake. Pray more workers will rise up with a heart like Mackenzie's. And getting lost in India this fall will be a good thing. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains.
We're excited to introduce thousands of new families to Chris and to our Lost in India program. Families are going to be blown away by how it impacts them and their kids as well as the people in India.
Ackerman says it'll also show families how they can be a part of the Great Commission, even from thousands of miles away. Find details at missionnetworknews.org. Pray this program helps further the gospel in India. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N's making available the new Josh Wilson CD, Carry Me With Your Best Gift. As you support us, you're helping M&N remind Christians to wake up and share Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get yours or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.